This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You mentioned something right there with the 3-point shooting and the attempts are because you're talking about when they made 15, they took 45 3-point attempts. That was more like what we saw last year. You know, they took at least it feels like, I don't know what the average was, but felt like they were going to get them up, you know, and I was imploring them, continue, get them up. Are the attempts way down this year compared to last year?
They are. So there is that better for the sound?
Yeah, it's there. Nice. Yeah, you cooking
Thank
now.
You. Good catch. So they are at. It's always sad. I memorize because a lot of times I'll use Basketball Reference and just sort it on something where I know I can find a team, and it's so sad because the easiest way to sort and find the Kings is based on 3-point percentage.
Oh,
so geez. I know where to click. 34.1 attempts. That's 22nd in the league. I think they were third or fourth last year. Last season they were at 39.3 for third highest, so dropping about 5-ish per game. Not as big of a drop as it feels like. I think that just not making them makes it feel worse.
Yeah.
How bad, and I think you were mentioning this a little bit ago when talking about the twos, you know the high percentage of twos and the low percentage of three, how bad are the opponent 3-point numbers? Are they as bad as they were last year? Are they worse? Is Mike going to start screaming about closing out? Is he feeling them? Or like, how bad are those numbers right now?
They're not terrible, but the bad news is that they're climbing. So they are currently at, their opponents are shooting 37.6%. That's up to third highest in the league. A week or two ago, they were, I think, 18th. So it's just been kind of slowly going up. Last season, they allowed 38.7. So it's down a little, but you're still in the top three. And pulling up their game logs again and going over to opponent, I just want to see kind of what it's been like the last few games. So switch a few filters around. It thinks and it thinks. It never takes this long when I'm not on the radio.
Oh, no, that's fine. hey, we're looking up numbers. Like, it's not like we don't Google stuff on the air. Like, give me a break.
Talk amongst yourselves.
No, that's fine. What's your favorite cardigan, everybody?
I need to get into the cardigan game.
Cardigans are the way to go.
I love a
There's
good
so much you could do with them.
Yeah.
Big so card. It's not terrible. Spurs, so going through the last game, Spurs 47.8%, Phoenix 31.6%, Clippers 46.7%, Toronto 29.4%, Miami 41.7%, Toronto 45.9%. So four games over 41% of the last six. That's how you climb up to third worst in the league. And on pretty high attempts, too. I mean, you're seeing 22, 18, 14, 15, 17 made threes. And if you're out there making 10 a game, that's, we did the math. It's, you're just down by so much.
Yeah, we did the math. It's not good.
Right. It's not. It's ugly.
Right. Yeah. Will, are you like me? I just believe things will balance out. Right now, it's no. It's
nasty. Say it the way you said it the other day. Oh. Will, are you like me? It can't suck like this forever.
Oh, I said, Will, do you agree they'll get to bad at some point? They're awful. They're anemic right now. I just need them to get to bad.
Yeah, and that's how it is. That's why it's not the end of the world, because they don't need to be a good 3-point shooting team. They just need to be a bad 3-point shooting team.
I can't believe
fine.
We're doing this again, man. I really I can't.
The only other way is to hit all the alarms and panic, and I'm not ready to do that 11 games into a season.
Well, understandable.
Will, you're listening to D'Lo and KC on KIFM West Sacramento, KRX QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app, live with the Chatty House as well, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. You can check us out. Will, percentage and volume. Is Keegan the most important for 3-point percentage improvement?
Oh, man.
And I don't know that there are numbers to back that up. It just feels like, maybe it's De'Aaron, but it feels like the way, like, if Keegan is out on the floor and he's hitting at a 37% clip, 38% clip versus a 28% clip, man, we're probably talking about a player who's averaging 17 to 20 points per game, which would probably make him the fourth 20-point scorer of the game, because we know the shots are there. And now all of a sudden, we might be dealing with a completely different team dynamic.
Yeah, I think it's probably Keegan in terms of the most important, because Herter, the attempts are super close this year.
Okay.
So if you look at 3-point attempts, it's Fox leading the team at 6.5, Keegan 6.2, Herter 5.9, Monk 4.3, Trey 3.4, Keon 2.7. So it's a pretty close split between the top few. So it might be just you need everyone to improve a little, but it feels like Keegan. Like he's out there the most. 37.3 minutes per game for Keegan. So I think just him being on the court with the others, I think Fox can be and has been a super productive player without hitting the three. Mm-hmm. When he makes the three, it's gravy. Mm-hmm. But if he isn't hitting it, he's still going to score in other ways. I think Keegan can do that, but I think the way that he becomes a higher scorer because of the shot distribution on the team is just from beyond the arc.
Mm. Yeah, I look at Keegan. I think he's going to up his percentages. I think that Trey Lyles is going to up his percentages and what he's able to do.
Yep.
from beyond the arc. DeRozan's the one that's kind of playing above his head from beyond the arc. That's the one that I would look at going down a little bit. But I even think Fox is going to shoot the ball a little better than he has. Do you look at, I'll talk about it on the positive side, do you look at DeRozan and Sabonis and believe that the way that they're shooting the three so far is sustainable and they're going to continue that? And then you add Keegan getting better and Fox and all these other guys, and it could change things for the better, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Especially Sabonis. He's missed his last few. I know he shot 0 of 3 against the Suns last time. But his numbers have actually gone down. He's still hitting at a 37.5% clip on the season. So I don't think that's out of the realm for Sabonis to stay around the 36 to 38% range. I think DeRozan will fluctuate about probably the same. The two of them just don't shoot that much. So it'll go up and down a little bit more than the others because there's that higher change with the lower volume. I just don't see the two of them shooting enough threes for it to make a difference for the team. Which feels weird to say, but you're getting 4.5 attempts between the two of them. It's great. But if the others continue like this, it's not going to be enough to prop everyone else up.
Will, is there another stat Kings fans should have their eye on? I know we're all fixated. It's a hell of a talking point because it is glaring that they're missing threes. Is there another stat, either positive or negative, that Kings fans need to keep their eye on or should keep their eye on?
Yeah, I've got my eye on two. Assists, they've been really low in assists this year, which is so odd for them. 23.8 assists per game, that's 25th in the league. They've been in the top, I don't know, five-ish for assists the last few years, especially with Sabonis out there. It doesn't feel like the same offense in terms of the passing, the crisp moving, and the assist numbers are kind of showing that. I had the thought of assists, you're not getting assists because you're not making shots, but they're also 19th in potential assists, and I did the math of like who's losing the most assists, potential assists minus regular, minus actual assists, and the Kings are at 21.6. So that's just simple math. You take the 45.4 potential assists, subtract the 23.8 assists, and you have what you're not hitting. That ranks, where did it go? The 16th most. So again, your league average in terms of what you're missing. So it's not just that you're not hitting shots. There's something that's different about the offense. There's less passing, that we're seeing the Kings become more of an isolation team in more, just more often, especially down late in games, that I'm really keen in on. Can they get that assist number up? Damian, I know that you always like the 30 assist mark.
Have they hit that number at all this year?
I don't think so. Maybe once against the Lakers.
I could. Oh, good call. Okay.
Do you guys, while you guys look it up, do you guys think it's also style of play? I mean,
32 versus the Lakers.
A lot of times it's get the ball to DeMar, get out of the way, you know, and that the whole fourth quarter, that's what it feels like. Either him or Fox, get the ball, get out of the way, doesn't lend itself to too many assists in that situation.
Yeah, I wonder, Will, is this actually the DeMar effect? It's just a different. I mean, to a certain degree, it's working. I mean, some would argue, well, the wins aren't there, so maybe it's not. But I would disagree. Like, I think it's working.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
This is interesting. So, Kenny, to add some numbers to that, assists by quarter is kind of telling. First quarter, 7.2. Second quarter, 7.0. Third quarter, 5.4. Fourth quarter, 4.2. So you're dropping pretty drastically each quarter. And just seeing that as the game gets further on, you're passing in less assists. To your point, Damian, I do think it's working. Like, it's been a successful strategy and game plan so far. I don't know if it will it feels like it has more variance in terms of will it work every night. I don't know, because you're going to get a lot of tough shots and you have tough shot makers on this team. But it just, compared to the types of shots that you could get off of a little more ball movement, I don't know how those compare. It's tough.
18 assists versus the Spurs the other night.
Yeah.
The number, yeah, I tried to scroll through these as quickly as possible. They hit, I think, what do we say, 32 against the Lakers? I think they hit 28 in another game. They've never sniffed 30 again. Like, haven't sniffed it. Even in games that they've won. That's just not.
That doesn't seem who they are this year.
That number. No.
They are actually getting, I think, more.
Need a new stat.
No, they're, yeah. 25 assists in wins, 22 in losses. And okay. Then the other one, real quick, 25. I know we're up. What was that?
Oh, maybe. We can make the new. I don't think I need to dim my light. That number was 30.
We want 30. Yeah. Hey, they are, though, if you sort it by assists, the only loss they've had is the one against the Lakers. So if they can get 23 assists, they've won.
All right, well.
Dim the light.
Guess I got to dim the damn light.
Not asking that much.
Man. Man, be better, D-Lo. Pick a different number, jackass. Hey, great stuff, Will. Thanks for making time for us. I know you had a busy day, so we appreciate you jumping on with us.
Always happy to be here.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you,
guys.
Oh, my God.
Shout out Will Z, host of the big watch party that took place on Sunday over at Bike Dog Brewing. Man, looked like a blast. Shout out to the Chatty House After Party also. Yeah, shout out to Manny and the Chatty House After Party for always pulling up. Like, I know they went out to support Deuce and Moe a few weeks ago, a month ago, or whatever it was. Obviously, they're present at the things we do, and supporting Will Z, man, that's just awesome stuff. Yeah. Absolutely awesome stuff. We'll come back. James Hamm's going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk more Kings basketball with him. Plus, Week 10 power rankings.
Mm.
Some movement, but how much?
Mm.
We'll talk about it. D'Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Yeah, Sky River Casino is the place to be December 6th. Mark your calendars to be with us, the biggest live show we have ever done. D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, live from 12 to 4. D-Lo and KC live on KSFM, Flashback Friday style, DJ Complex mixing out there on the patio, live from 4 to 7. And then the wake-up call live with Are You Smarter Than Kevin from 7 to 9. It's the Sky River takeover. I can speak. I promise. I do this for a living. December 6th. Make your plans to be with us for a show unlike anything we have ever done before.
Yeah, that's going to set the new standard here in this city, I think. When you talk about radio, when you talk about, you know, the versatility, it's going to set a new standard.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We will get back to the Sacramento Kings coming up shortly, as a matter of fact. But first, as we transition to football with Week 11. Wow.
That's crazy.
Week 11 getting already underway tomorrow.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
Bright lights, city lights, I gotta make it.
All right, maybe I overdid it a little bit. There are some changes here. Well, more specifically on mine.
Yeah, not on mine, too.
Yeah, let me go first, because
okay.
I think I'm
the mine's one who, a little anticlimactic.
Yeah, and that's all right. That's all right. Let's talk about it here. Last week, I had the Texans as the first team out. I had the Steelers at 5, Eagles, the football team, the Lions, and the Chiefs. Read that back the other way. I had the Chiefs at 1, Lions at 2, football team, Eagles at 4, and then the Steelers at 5 with the Texans as the first team out. I did make some adjustments. No changes really at the top. The Chiefs are number 1. The Lions are number 2. Lions are good. I'm buying it. I'm in. But the Chiefs just continue to win football games. And so until they don't, they're going to be my number 1 team.
Okay.
Not to steal all of the glory out of it, but like they are. They're going to be the top team until they lose.
Yeah, well, I don't know who was. I wonder who's number 1 for these guys.
Yeah, like it's the Chiefs. And the fact is, if the Lions keep winning and the Chiefs lose, it's not going to be very dramatic. I'm going to move the Lions up. I finally got on board with where I think you were last week. And the Steelers, that win over the Commanders / football team / Washington, That's big time.
That was a big time win.
That was a big time win, and you called it, man. Hey, hat tip to you, Klay Thompson. Oh. You called the – hey, I think they're a little bit different with Russell Wilson. Yeah. And I'm a Justin Fields guy, and I want to continue to believe him. I will continue to believe in him. I don't know that he could have done that. In that moment, yeah, against that team, I don't know that he could have done that.
We could break it down even more. That throw, I don't think he's making that throw.
Russell Wilson in totality might not be the quarterback he was a handful of years ago. He can still do things, mm-hmm, as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we saw that, yeah, against the Commanders. And so I moved the Steelers up to number three with a really close eye on number two, if I'm being honest. Dying a little bit, I put the Eagles in at four. They deserve to be. They're a good football team. And this was the difficult. I struggled with this a little bit. I put the Ravens at five.
Okay.
I think they're deserving. Took a long, hard look at the Bills. Mm. The only reason I kept the Bills out is because I haven't really loved their schedule the last handful of weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's the sole reason I have the Bills as the first team out. And it is the slimmest of margins as the first team out. The Bills are a top team in the league.
Well, they've got an opportunity to catapult this week.
Absolutely. This game has massive implications. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the D'Lo and KC power rankings. Yeah. I mean, what's more prestigious than
nothing.
That? But how often do we talk about moments?
Yeah.
How often do we talk about games? Lamar Jackson is the front runner for the MVP, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. If there's anyone else in the conversation, it's the guy under center that he's going to see this weekend.
Mm.
It's Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. This is a game that will go a long way in determining who wins that award that gets handed out on a day that no one is paying attention.
Well, this is big time for sure. But you look at the Bills. Well, see, okay. Yeah, I thought I was okay. All right, partner. I thought I had it wrong, but I had it right. It ain't Lamar this week. It's Chiefs Bills.
Oh, it's Chiefs Bills. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Ravens Bills.
Is it Ravens
week.
Bills next week?
It must be. Am I making that game up? Is it not actually happening? Did I dream that game was happening? I thought it was Ravens Bills this week.
But I thought they 11. Played. I saw. I guess I'm on.
It is Chiefs Bills.
Is it the following week? Because I thought they played in succession.
No, I'm just an idiot.
No, they don't.
Maybe they don't play at all.
They played.
I made the game up. That's what I did. I made the game up. No, they already played. That's the game
that's
I was looking at.
Yeah. Lamar.
When
Lamar
I was looking back at the Ravens schedule, that's the guy. I was like, why did I go with the Bills? Why did I write that into the run? Joe, just take over the goddamn show. I'm done. Joe, you got it. It's Joe and Casey. It's good.
Oh, wait a minute. Move the camera, man. What kind of shoes you got on, dog? Hold on, man. Move the camera, man. Stop playing.
I got on the same shoes as your cardigan.
What are you
talking
about?
Don't talk to me.
I got Chucks on.
What brand is your cardigan?
I mean, that's we're not deflection. Deflection.
This is I'm an idiot. I quit. Joe. It's Joe and KC.
This is a rough start.
Bro,
I'm being thrown in.
I just previewed a game that's not happening.
I know. Yeah.
You're worried about your rough start, and I just said the MVP could be decided in a game that's not taking place. No, that's good. No, this is freaking fantastic.
Oh, man.
Joe, give me your power ranking, bro.
No, yeah, Joe, make up some power. Do what I did and just make up a scenario that's not real.
Yeah.
So, the thing about it was
I should go to the pop station at this point. Maybe Kevin the intern will have me.
I thought they played in succession. I forgot they already played.
No, they already played. Yeah. And what had my attention is I was looking at the Bills' schedule, and it's like, oh, I really don't like these last 5 weeks, but, man, I think they're playing great. Oh, I can't put them over the Ravens. The Ravens beat their ass. And for reasons known to no human being on earth, I wrote MVP game, Ravens and Bills, as I'm looking at the outcome of the game that took place 9 weeks ago.
This is why he's the GOAT. But you may have been thinking.
Jesus Christ.
You may have been thinking.
The GOAT.
This is an opportunity for Josh
Allen. The GOAT, like Bill Buckner was the GOAT.
Bill Buckner. You may have been thinking this is an opportunity for Josh Allen, though. You got the Chiefs coming to town. And I'm looking at this game, and this is going to tell me a lot about Buffalo. If you can't, and I don't mean it like the Chiefs aren't number one in my power rank. Everybody power rank is undefeated or whatever. But I see the what they say, the Russian bleeding a little bit. I see
who?
That. That's what he said in Rocky IV. The Russians bleeding.
Oh, I don't know. I was about to get canceled. Like, what happened?
The Russian was bleeding. I don't know why I see that, because they haven't lost the game yet. But Buffalo, they're there. Kansas City is there for you to get them. And if you can't get them in this situation, just like you couldn't get them in a divisional round last year at home, I don't want to hear about Buffalo. They got to win this game. They got to win this game if you want me to take them seriously. And Josh Allen, you got to find a way to win this game if you want me to take you seriously. And I think they will. I think the Bills are going to handle the Chiefs the first loss of the season.
Okay.
They'll get them. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm already thinking about next week's power rankings if that happens. I was going to say, how far could the Bills jump if they do that?
Well.
Because there are two losses.
I think they're two losses.
7-2?
Yeah.
Lord knows I don't know what I'm talking about, so that might be it.
So the thing about this game, too, is this could, if they get this one, talking about the Chiefs, I mean, they're on their way to just locking up the one seed at that point, because the Ravens got three losses. Buffalo is the next, well, the Steelers are too, but Buffalo would now have three losses if Kansas City were to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
The only team closer to that is Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And do we think that Pittsburgh is going to run the table? They got to go up against Baltimore still too.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think Pittsburgh's going to run the table? I don't think so. I think they'll have a really good record, but they're not running the table.
Is that the game this week? Is it Pittsburgh, Baltimore?
Even Steelers. Yeah. It is.
You know why it's so bad? It's just so bad. The Ravens and Bengals play Thursday night.
Yeah.
Last Thursday, didn't they?
Yeah, they
weren't here Friday.
Uh-huh.
I spent 20 minutes talking about the Ravens and Steelers and what, like, how this is
set
up.
For this Sunday?
Yeah. Like what a big, yes. Yes. No, this is great. Oh, go ahead.
It's the best power rankings we've ever had. This is GOAT power rankings right here. This is fantastic. But the Chiefs could really put a stranglehold on that number one seed with the win over Buffalo. If they lose, everything's back in play. Buffalo,
now
being one game back and having the tiebreaker, that's going to force Kansas City to, you know, really look at the rest of the season serious. And Pittsburgh,
and whoever wins that Baltimore game, Baltimore's at two, or I mean three.
Pittsburgh's at two.
Yeah, it'd be bigger for Pittsburgh for sure. Yeah.
So that one is at Pittsburgh, I think. So, man, I mean, not arguably. These are top four teams in the AFC going up against each other in this Week 11 slate. This is a big time schedule upon us here for the AFC. And I think these are, I'll tell you, we got my power rankings more of the same. Last week I had Chiefs, Lions, Steelers, Ravens, football team, with the Eagles being the first team out. The only thing that changed was the Eagles and the football team swap positions. I now have the Eagles at five, and football team, aka the Commanders, they're not going to just fall too far after losing to a team like the Steelers. I've got them as the first team out. Chiefs still number one, Lions number two, Steelers number three, Ravens number four.
Okay.
But
how many fictitious games did you make up in your head as you were putting those together?
I had the Niners playing the Eagles this week.
Very good.
Yeah, I had the Niners playing the Eagles this week. But you know, there's a lot of movement that can be had here. this week with Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Steelers.
Okay. It's terrific.
Do you think the Bills got what it takes to give the Chiefs their first loss?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Chiefs haven't been stellar. And the Bills, I think what I was focused on with the Bills is I think they're at like five straight wins, six straight wins.
They haven't lost since Baltimore, huh?
No, they lost to the Baltimore and Houston in weeks four and five. Yeah. But what kind of got me was it's five game win streak. You don't, but it's the Jets, the Titans, it's the Seahawks, tight win against the Dolphins, and the Colts. That was the last five games, and they're like, looking at their schedule, the best teams that they've played all year. Now, in hindsight, they beat the Cardinals week one. That looks really, really good. Yep. But Baltimore and Houston, and they lost both of those. They got blown out by Baltimore. Lost a close one to Houston. But again, that's now 6 weeks ago. You got this Kansas City game coming up. They got a bye. Their schedule changes at least for a 4 week stretch, as it's not just Kansas City they got coming up. You know where this is going. They got a bye week. San Francisco.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yep.
And I was about to make a joke. I was like, oh, bye week. They probably play the Niners after that. No, yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Kansas City, bye week, San Francisco. I don't know what they are, but they're gonna fight at least a little bit. It's the Rams. Mm. And then they have Detroit after that.
Mm. We're going to learn a lot about Buffalo.
Yeah, that's the stretch right there.
I look at Buffalo.
That's an MVP stretch.
No, it is.
Point fell flat earlier, but that's an MVP stretch right there.
It absolutely is. And I look at Buffalo kind of like I look at Green Bay. Everybody loves those two teams. And I look at them and I say, no, they're good teams. I don't think they're championship teams.
Man.
And I don't think Buffalo's a championship team. They can change my mind. I'm not even going to talk about the whole slate that you just laid out, but just this week. You win that game against Kansas City at home. Now I can start to look at you. Maybe you are that. Maybe you are that. The Green Bay Packers had that same situation for me 2 weeks ago against Detroit at home and got beat up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Green Bay's what I thought they were. Just a good team, but not a championship team. We'll see what Buffalo does in this situation.
Have you looked at Baltimore schedule?
I have not.
I won't run them all down. Two against Pittsburgh, one against Houston, one against Philadelphia. They got a week 14 bye week. So that's a
tough schedule.
That's a tough, like, wow. They haven't played Pittsburgh yet this year.
Yeah,
this will be the first matchup on week 11.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the good thing about this is, for us, is, you know, we'll see who's who.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to see these best teams, and I think we're going to get a clear understanding of who potentially could be those Super Bowl teams, those potential Super Bowl teams. Right now, I look at Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Detroit as the Super Bowl teams. Like, those are teams that can win it all. That's where I'm at right now, week 11. Things could absolutely change about how I feel come week 14.
Okay.
But that's it for me. Those are the only ones.
Okay. What else is it? I mean, Ravens. Oh, Commanders. Eagles is this week? Oh, that's tomorrow.
That is. They hooked it up on Thursday. This is the first time.
No, Kings game too.
Yeah, well, this is the first time that the NBA being afraid of Thursday night football came into play. Like, okay, you guys should be afraid because that's going to be a good game. And now,
just for fun, what's tomorrow? Oh man, this is Dallas and Utah, and it's the only game.
That's the only game.
No, last week I think there were like three games.
Yeah, there was three bad games.
There was like all of the teams were under 500. No, and they're like, it's like, yeah, no, here's Dallas and Utah on a Thursday night.
They just threw that out there.
On NBA TV.
They just threw that game out there. They said, here, just take it.
Yeah, Commanders and Eagles tomorrow. What else do we got? No, that doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. For those, Jesse's on vacation. He's in Miami. He's going to see the Raiders take on the Dolphins in Miami this weekend. Of course, we've got the Ravens and Steelers, which we talked about. Seahawks at 49ers. Not sexy, but hey, Atlanta, if you're going to do something, you got the Broncos this week. Another game, man. Oh, that's ugh. Okay. This is interesting. I didn't want this to be the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Bengals at Chargers. Chargers are 6-3, and the Bengals, like, this might be
Barry Horowitz. I did say they were getting to the playoffs.
Okay. Didn't I, too? I don't think you did.
I don't think you did. What happened? I'll tell you what happened.
Okay, now, see? You see that? I have to own up when I'm wrong, but what he does is he starts explaining stuff.
I'll tell you what happened. Of my four playoff teams, I had four new teams. Well, I had five. I could only name four. So on the list is four. And I did say, no, I think the Chargers are going to be there.
So what you're saying, okay, now let me get this straight. What you're saying is if we revisit the document, the Chargers won't be on there.
They might be on there. I think I remember saying, yeah, I think the Chargers.
It's going to say Chargers. Kenny Caraway edited November 13th, 2:37 p.m.
I had the Chargers in. I think me and Jesse had them in.
I left the Chargers out. I don't know that's true.
I think you just weren't believing. Maybe it is. I don't think you believed in Herbert, you know, the hype with Herbert.
Well, no, that's not true because I believe in Harbaugh. And I believe if there's a coach that's going to get something out of Justin Herbert, it's Jim Harbaugh. I feel like I had them in. Maybe I'm not. Your memory's clearly better than mine. This isn't what I necessarily want on a Sunday night, but it is. Hey, Chargers have the opportunity to establish themselves as like a legit threat in the conference. Mm-hmm. And this is at some point the Bengals' chances are going to run out. Yeah. Like this is loss number 7. I don't disagree. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree. Let me see where they're at in the scheme of the conference playoffs. Like, what do they have to make up? Denver's right there at 5-5. They're in the 7th spot. So it's not crazy.
They can't lose.
Yeah. And if Atlanta gets Denver, Cincinnati takes care of business against the Chargers, they'd be in great shape. And the Chargers would still be in. They're the only team, though. Yeah, they're the only team on the outside that I'd watch because the Colts are right there. I'm not. I saw Anthony Richardson is back.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've had enough.
I watched a little bit of First Take this morning. That's something I don't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all over. Even my girl Kimberly Martin was like,
"Oh, that's why you watched."
Well, shout out Kimberly.
I understand.
Yeah, big ups to her. But she was like, "This was stupid. Like, why did you bench him in the first place? It's ridiculous."
I don't know.
Yeah. I think Jeff Saturday said the same thing, and Stephen A. Like, this, why did you bench him in the first place? Was it punishment for what I don't think you could do this, but they were like, I would have appreciated it more if you would have said, hey, we're going to sit you for tapping out of a game. I don't think you necessarily could say that, but is that what this was? Because now he's just back in there starting.
No, I don't know.
Should have just kept playing him.
I don't know. I think they actually believe Joe Flacco is going to be better for them. Joe Flacco has had little bursts of, you know, the Ryan Fitzpatrick deal where he could come in there. When you're asking that man to be your starting quarterback, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
He threw 3 interceptions last week. They weren't out of that game at all.
They were right there.
But
right there.
Joe helped him.
You know, just for
that whole thing was you're 100% right, though. That whole thing was stupid.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
The whole thing was stupid.
Just keep on playing through it. Just for giggles. I won't say the other part, but just for giggles. I was looking at the Niners and the whole joke about, you know, coming off some type of rest playing against them.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks are off of a bye. Green Bay, I think, is just regular rest. Then the Bills are off of a bye. The Bears are off of a mini bye. And then they play the Rams, who are off regular rest. But that's a Thursday night game. So three of their next four opponents, and I think that's where it ends,
wow,
are off some type of bye. And that doesn't include, if we want to extend the whole thing, the Chiefs and the Cowboys were coming off byes playing against them.
That's a bit ridiculous. That is a bit ridiculous.
The time where they had the rest advantage was this past week, because they were coming off a bye and the Bucks played Monday night.
That's right. Yep.
So, yeah.
And they won at the buzzer.
The good news is, after the Rams, I guess this will be over.
It doesn't matter. As long as they won.
Just win the damn game.
J-W-T-T-L-M-N-O-P. You know what the 49ers can do when they're taking on some of these teams who are coming off extra rest? They can head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. They can click on the link that takes them directly to Maptrition, and to help get that extra boost, they could try the strength enhancers. They need to shed a few pounds. They could try the fat burners. They're eating a little too much before the games. They could try the cravings crushers. They want to build up that immune system from all the traveling they're doing. They just got greens for that. Sleep enhancers.
JoJo need to go to Maptrition.
Who don't?
JoJo. Joel, he need to go to Maptrition.
Well, we'll send Joel over there too. Yeah. Joel, hey, we'll send you a care package, Joe. We need to get you back on point. It's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. I know we're getting to the end of the year, and people want to make their New Year's resolutions and New Year, New Me. Don't wait. Like, do it now. Or at least have a nutritionist consultation. Talk to somebody. Don't approach this blindly. Like Greg and his team, they will help you put together a plan that works for you. They've got macro calculators over there. They've got so much over there that could help you. Again, it's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. I'm going to post here in just a couple of minutes on Instagram the D-Lo stack so you can see everything that I'm taking. Ladies, I'm going to post the Katie stack so you can see everything that Katie from the Wake Up Call is taking. But you can see all of this over at trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. We'll come back. We'll shift our attention back to the Sacramento Kings. Maybe we'll make up some games that aren't actually being played between the Kings and some fictitious opponents. It's coming up with James Hamm here at the top of the hour on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
James Hamm set to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. The Sacramento Kings take on the Phoenix Suns tonight at the Golden 1 Center. Suns last night lost against Utah. We saw Yusuf Nurkic was out yesterday. We're kind of checking for Yusuf Nurkic. We are checking for Bradley Beal. And I guess we're keeping an eye on Grayson Allen, as well as all of those guys listed as questionable headed into tonight's game. So we'll keep an eye on the injury report here over the course of the next couple of days as my delivery driver with his off-white cardigan that Joe Davidson was really offended by back in here. Appreciate you. Thanks for picking that up. Yes, thanks, Joe. But yeah, we saw some guys kind of, we're watching these guys on the injury report. We saw some guys kind of step in last year. It was mostly Booker last night. Mm-hmm. It was against Utah. Not really a good basketball team. They have guys kind of filling in for KD Nurkic. Sorry.
Utah. No, I was just going to say what they say last night, the only team in the league without a win at home.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, they're going to be awful. They're going to stink this year. Cooper Flagg, get ready. You're going to Utah.
Oh. Well, the new lottery system.
Yeah, well, yeah, might not be. But they're going to try.
Might be going to Las Vegas. Going to the Raiders.
They're going to try everything in their power. They stink.
They should. I mean, that feels like it.
Watch the Jazz on Saturday. Oh, man. Maybe I shouldn't say anything
Come
else.
On, man.
I shouldn't say anything
man.
Else.
Man. No, Jazz, that's a good basketball team. They play hard.
They play hard.
Especially on the road, apparently.
Yeah, I was about to say, their problem ain't not on the road.
And especially on the road. Well, wow. I don't think I realized, even watching last night's game, I don't think I realized how bad Philadelphia's record was.
2-8, huh? Yeah, they. It's going to be 2-9 after tonight. That's a, you know,
it's Cleveland tonight. Yeah,
you talk about you know, it's early and all this other stuff. I do understand that, but you look at teams like Milwaukee and Philadelphia. You know, yeah, it's early, but that's a lot of games to make up just to get back above water.
Mm-hmm.
Not only thinking about trying to have like a winning record or a top flight record, like you gotta, you know, win 6 or 7 of 10 just to get close to 500 or something like that. Like you gotta play really. I don't think either one of them are gonna be a top 16.
Either one. Who's the other one?
Milwaukee or Philly.
Yeah.
The saving grace might be that the East is kind of mid, you know, after you get past the top three.
Milwaukee's 1 game out of 10. Milwaukee's 3-8. Man. Chicago's 4-7. Miami's 4-6. Yeah, Atlanta's improbable win last night. They're 5-7.
Well, the killer is, without looking, I'm about to pull it up, but I'm sure Milwaukee's probably 2 games out of 6. They're probably not.
Facts. That's facts. Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets. Jordy, baby. They're 5-6. Yeah, Milwaukee's 3-8.
That's the crazy thing about it, man. Like, in the East, you can have this
hey,
type of start.
Toronto's not out of it, man.
They're out of
bro, the Raptors have 2 wins.
Oh, man.
The Raptors have 2 wins.
One of them against the Kings. Come on, man. Damn, that's going to suck.
I didn't feel terrible about it in the moment, but I sure feel like hell looking at it now.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Man, who was the other win against?
Oh, let me guess. It wasn't Denver. It wasn't, oh, man.
Oh, I'm gonna Jesus say Charlotte. Christ.
I'm going to say Charlotte.
No, man.
Milwaukee?
No, almost. It's Philadelphia.
Oh, man. Damn.
So they lose to Cleveland first game of the year by 30. They beat Philadelphia. Then it's loss, 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 win. Loss, 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 loss. Boy, does that change the way I feel about that Toronto game. Didn't feel terrible about it when it happened, but goodness gracious. That is brutal. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brutal. Yeah, and you're right. Philadelphia is going to be 2-9 tonight.
And it, but like I said, in the Eastern Conference, you're not that far off. Mm. You're not that far off from a top six. They're 2.5 back from the top six. Their record is awful. They're 2.5 back. Whereas, for contrast, in the Western Conference, New Orleans feels like you ain't going to make that top
six.
The
more you look at this, the funnier it gets. There are 4 teams in the East with a positive point differential. 4. Cleveland, Boston, the 500 Orlando Magic, and the 500 New York Knicks. The Pacers, who are 5-5, are minus 2.6 point differential.
Damn.
Meanwhile, there's 10. There's 10 in the West. And the Lakers, who are in the 7th spot, are 0.3, yeah, minus 0.3.
That's sticking out like a sore thumb. Look at my boys. Well, they're not really my boys, but I was like, ah, I like the way they're starting the season. Washington now, 2-7,
well,
minus
no,
13
you,
points.
Washington, you know who? I think your boys are up there at 7.
Who's?
Detroit.
Well, shout out Cade. You know what I mean? Jalen Durant, Bickerstaff, he's got those boys playing. They're playing some real basketball right now. And also, Luke Walton's doing a good job over there.
How do you know? What'd Luke Walton do?
Luke Walton over there, man. You got to get some credit for what's going on.
Well, shout out to Luke, because if history tells us, he's probably going to be the head coach of the Detroit Pistons at some point.
Shout out Luke, man, doing his thing, man, trying to get those boys right over there. What are they, 5-7? All right.
5-7, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wins against the Lakers. Heat. Yeah. They're actually the last team to beat Cleveland. The last game of the preseason. They beat Cleveland.
I have my predictions for the NBA Cup, and I predicted the Pistons to win their group.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. I forgot to block you on Twitter, and I was like, oh, I like that. I don't remember who's in their group, but I like that.
I think Indiana's in there. It's Indiana, Milwaukee, Miami, and Toronto.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe Doc gets it together. I don't know.
Doc who?
Doc? Me. Me. What do you mean?
Okay. All right. I didn't think the I was, yeah, this is rough. 3-8, that's a rough start. That's a rough start. I think another, they haven't played. I guess they haven't played in a couple of days. But I don't know if anyone, the Nuggets just winning basketball games. Nuggets have won five straight.
Yeah, they're 7-3. I can't believe it. I'm not believing in them. But I can't believe they're 7-3. They're 7-3.
Who have they beat over this five-game stretch?
They beat Dallas. They beat Brooklyn. They beat Toronto.
I don't know where the Brooklyn. City. I think that the Brooklyn one was a little bit before. They've actually won.
They beat OKC.
They've won five. They did. Yeah, they've actually won five, six, seven. They've won seven of their last eight. It's Toronto, Brooklyn. They lost to Minnesota. They beat the Jazz, the Raptors, the Thunder, the Heat, and the Mavericks. Mm. They've got they're on the road with the Pelicans. God, they don't play till Friday.
Mm.
They got the Pelicans coming up on Friday, and then they have two on the road against Memphis on the 17th
and 19th. Was their last game on Sunday? And they don't play till Friday?
That's what I thought, because we were talking about them Monday. Huh. Weren't we talking about them Monday?
Yeah, because they beat they beat Dallas on Sunday.
Their last game was the 10th. That was Sunday.
You know, the Kings kind of got that coming up too.
I saw that.
They play Atlanta on Monday and then don't play again until Friday. This is an odd quirk. The Kings do not play a Tuesday NBA Cup game until the final day of the NBA Cup. They got all three Tuesdays off. So they play the last NBA Cup day is at home against the Houston Rockets. The rest of their games are on Friday. That's like 3 weeks worth.
Well, all right. Yeah.
Now,
getting those Friday night games in.
Did you know? Only one of them at the Golden One Center, and we got to work.
Oh, that's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we outside this week.
Ant-Man in the house, too.
Yeah, we outside this week, man. We in the cold. We're going to be at the Sacramento Rail Yards with Anderson Pack. This 916.com, if you want to pull up on us.
Yep.
We'll be on stage in puffer coats.
That's right, boy.
I don't know. I had an outfit. I was ready. And I looked at the app. I was like, huh. I don't know if that's going
to
work.
I ain't going to lie to you. I do not like being cold. I get cold easily. I'm going to be dressed like I'm at the snow.
You'll be out there with a head thing on, big giant ass mittens, big giant ass snow gloves.
I don't know what it is. The older I get colder easily, and I don't like it. So I puff coat, probably the thermal on underneath.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It's got to stay warm.
I actually love the cold. I like dressing for the cold. I'm going to dress like New York undercover.
Torres.
Big ass turtleneck. pea coat or something. Man, we're gonna be cooking on Friday night.
Man.
Either on KC 102.5, Anderson Pack, man, come see us. So we won't be at the end season tournament game, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But that Friday night game, it's a part of this home court stretch that we've been talking about all night. All day. That starts with the Phoenix Suns tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to start establishing your home court because I'm really concerned about how this fan base is going to react. It felt like, I could be wrong, Kyle was there, James was there. It felt like the fan, like the crowd was a little edgy on Friday. Mm. Part of that might have been the flow of the game. Mm. I didn't feel like the arena was packed. I just didn't love the Golden One Center on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I know James had brought up like the ticket prices and you got to be careful about, you know, making your fan base nervous to come to home games. Everybody comes to see the beam and then they're like me, like you show up at the arena and you don't get to see the purple light in the sky. And like, you don't want to steer fans away from that. Like this is the time. Y'all talked about it all off season. Yep. This is the time, man. Establish home court. Start tonight. I know it's easier said than done. It's easy for us to say sitting here, But if y'all are going to talk about it, which you did leading into the season, at some point you got to act on it. And, hey, start today.
And that's why I don't feel bad or have any apprehension saying, like, I need you guys to be 5-1, 4-2. I want to see 3-3. 3-3 feel like a step backwards for what you're trying to accomplish. I'm not going to say, oh, they're unserious, but I'm saying, like, what you're trying to accomplish, you're trying to be, you know, this locked-in top six team. You know, you're trying to be a 50-win team. You're trying to be a team that, you know, looks at themselves as somebody that can win a couple of rounds in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You got six games at home? Yeah, 5-1, 4-2. Celtics would say that. The Cavs would say that.
Yep.
OKC would say that.
Yep.
Even the Warriors would say that at this point. So you need to feel that same way. And that's what I'm looking for with these guys, is to start to establish home court as being something that is a real thing for this team.
Start hitting shots at home.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.